This audio program has been produced by YBM Shisa. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
They're leaving the room.
B.
They're turning on the machine.
C.
They're standing near the table.
D.
They're reading the newspaper.
Statement C.
They're standing near the table.
Is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
She's writing a letter.
B.
She's looking at the screen.
C.
She's placing an order.
D.
She's typing on a keyboard.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
They're meeting in a boardroom.
B.
They're talking on the phone.
C.
They're having a conversation.
D.
They're conducting a survey.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
She's leaning over the tray.
B.
She's about to make some coffee.
C.
She's kneeling next to the drawers.
D.
She's putting paper on the shelf.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
She's checking some notes.
B.
She's writing a report.
C.
She's entering some data.
D.
She's reading a newspaper.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
She's opening the restaurant.
B.
She's putting away some dishes.
C.
She's serving one of the customers.
D.
She's holding a bake sale.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
The flowers are painted on the wall.
B.
The garden is below the balcony.
C.
The basket is hanging from the ceiling.
D.
The basket is filled with vegetables.
Go on to the next page. Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book. A.
They're wearing tool belts.
B.
They're leaning against the wall.
C.
They're standing inside the building.
D.
They're building a staircase.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A.
The bus is filled with passengers.
B.
The bus is stationed at the depot.
C.
The train is waiting in the station.
D.
The luggage is arranged on the platform.
Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book. A.
There are some ducks in the park.
B.
There are some birds in the pond.
C.
There are many birds in the tree.
D.
There are many animals in the zoo.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A.
There is a hole in the ground.
B.
There is wood on the back of the truck.
C.
There is heavy machinery on the lot.
D.
There are many cars on the street.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question,
"Where is the meeting room?"
is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 11. Number 11.
Do you like the red or orange sweater better?
A.
I like the orange one.
B.
Yes, two of them are red.
C.
Yes, it's much better now.
Number 12.
When will you be finished with the report?
A.
I should be done by 5.
B.
It usually comes on at 7.
C.
No, I'm not finished yet.
Number 13.
Have you seen the user's manual for the printer?
A.
It's broken.
B.
No, I haven't.
C.
I need 3 copies.
Number 14.
I have a meeting with Mr. Schmidt tomorrow morning.
A.
What is it about?
B.
Sure, I'll call him and schedule it.
C.
Probably eggs and toast at Hardee's.
Number 15.
Why don't I give you a ride to work?
A.
I already have some.
B.
So I'll get there early.
C.
That's okay, I'll just take the bus.
Number 16.
How was your interview?
A.
Yes, it looks okay.
B.
Yesterday afternoon.
C.
I think it went well.
Number 17.
You're eating at Savaggio's tonight, aren't you?
A.
It's pizza.
B.
Yes, my reservation's for 7.
C.
No, I prefer reading in the library.
Number 18.
Is this your first time visiting the gallery?
A.
Not until 12 o'clock.
B.
No, I've been here twice before.
C.
Okay, and after that, let's visit the gift shop.
Number 19.
What are you going to do this weekend?
A.
I'll do it tomorrow.
B.
I haven't decided yet.
C.
Yes, it ends on Thursday.
Number 20.
Will you have time to call Miss Lee before 3?
A.
It's room 301.
B.
No, I only have two left.
C.
Yes, I should have enough time.
Number 21.
Isn't Mr. Bark in his office?
A.
Yes, would you like some?
B.
It's straight down the hall.
C.
No, he's having lunch with a client.
Number 22.
Would you like to look at a newspaper or a magazine?
A.
I'd prefer a new one.
B.
No, what was it about?
C.
I'll take a magazine, thank you.
Number 23.
What time should I come by your office?
A.
No, she hasn't arrived yet.
B.
Why don't you stop by at 2:30?
C.
It's on the 15th floor.
Number 24.
Could you fax this form to Miss Davenport, please?
A.
Yesterday afternoon.
B.
Sure, just give me the number.
C.
I usually pack the night before.
Number 25.
How much does this calendar cost?
A.
It's $12.99.
B.
In 4 more days.
C.
No, I need a planner.
Number 26.
Would you like me to reschedule your appointment?
A.
I'm too busy.
B.
Yes, for Tuesday if possible.
C.
She was appointed last night.
Number 27.
Something's wrong with my computer.
A.
On the right side of the desk.
B.
Why don't you stay home and rest?
C.
You should ask Jerry to look at it.
Number 28.
Shouldn't we start planning for Belinda's retirement party?
A.
No, I was too tired.
B.
Yes, otherwise we'll be late.
C.
Yes, let's meet this week to discuss plans.
Number 29.
Does this bus go to Haverstraw?
A.
I don't think she has it.
B.
No, it goes to Peterborough.
C.
About half an hour.
Number 30.
Did you remember to make enough copies for the design team?
A.
Yes, I made 9 copies.
B.
We designed it together.
C.
I don't think they're all the same.
Number 31.
Who should I speak to about the proposal?
A.
No, she hasn't yet.
B.
She'll be speaking this evening.
C.
Why don't you speak to Mr. Ferguson?
Number 32.
Would you mind if I listen to music?
A.
I can't hear it.
B.
Yes, I like pop music.
C.
Sure, just keep the volume down.
Number 33.
He hasn't called yet, has he?
A.
No, he hasn't.
B.
He has to finish soon.
C.
I forgot what it's called.
Number 34.
Where should I put these boxes?
A.
There isn't enough room.
B.
I'm sending them to Alpine Springs.
C.
Set them down next to the desk, please.
Number 35.
I didn't know you were leaving for Auckland today.
A.
He's here on business.
B.
Yes, my flight leaves at 4.
C.
No, it'll be sunny throughout the week.
Number 36.
Do you know if Mr. Little has edited those articles yet?
A.
No, I'm not sure.
B.
It's bigger than I thought.
C.
No, I don't know who the artist is.
Number 37.
Make sure you have your umbrella.
A.
I'm sure it is.
B.
Yes, it is dark in here.
C.
Oh, has it started raining already?
Number 38.
Don't you have class until 3:30?
A.
I'm used to wearing glasses.
B.
Only on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
C.
It shouldn't be. I just cleaned it.
Number 39.
Should we bring our registration cards?
A.
They usually guard the front gate.
B.
You need to register by Monday.
C.
Yes, you'll need them to sign in.
Number 40.
Why don't we discuss the reports over lunch?
A.
Okay, good idea.
B.
I ate there yesterday.
C.
I brought my lunch today.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I need to make some photocopies. How much do you charge per copy?
If you use our coin-operated machines, it's 15 cents each. If you're making more than 30 copies, it's 10 cents each, and we can do them for you. How many copies do you need to make, sir?
Well, I need about 100 copies of this report.
Okay, I can get started on those now. Why don't you come back in 20 minutes? I should be finished by then.
Number 41.
What does the man ask the woman about?
Number 42.
What does the man need?
Number 43.
What does the woman tell the man to do?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Has Mr. Dawes sent you the figures for next year's advertising campaign yet?
No, I haven't received anything from him. I'm starting to get worried. If we don't get those figures by tomorrow morning, we won't be able to submit the estimates for next year's budget on time.
We have until Friday to submit the budget estimates, so maybe you should call him and find out what happened.
I think I will. If I don't hear from him by 4, I'll try calling his office.
Number 44.
How does the man say he feels?
Number 45.
What must be submitted by Friday?
Number 46.
What does the woman suggest?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
How's your part of the presentation going?
Okay. I'm having a little trouble with the focus group's comments, though. I'm not really sure how to include them in the presentation.
Maybe the four of us should get together and see what each person has done so far.
That's a good idea. We can also practice presenting and give each other tips on how to improve. I'll talk to Judy and Dean. We can set up a meeting time for later this week.
Number 47.
What are the speakers discussing?
Number 48.
How many people are involved in the work?
Number 49.
What does the woman suggest?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, sir. Do you need help finding a book?
No, actually, I'm looking for a payphone. I need to make a phone call, and I'm not getting any reception on my mobile phone.
There's a public phone just outside the main entrance of the library on the left side. You can only make local calls from there, though.
That's fine. I just need to call home quickly and let my wife know I'll be a little late for dinner. Thank you.
Number 50.
What is the woman's occupation?
Number 51.
What is the man's problem?
Number 52.
Who must the man call?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, would it be possible to get a table for three on the patio?
I'm afraid all of our patio tables are filled right now, ma'am. We do have a table for three next to the window, where you can see a lovely view of the city. Would you like to sit there instead?
We'd really prefer to be seated outside. How long is the wait for a patio table?
Well, it's a busy night, so it should be 20 to 30 minutes before a table is available. If you'd like, you can sit at the front and order appetizers while you're waiting.
Number 53.
Where would the woman prefer to sit?
Number 54.
What does the woman decide to do?
Number 55.
What does the man suggest that the woman do?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Jansen. This is Terrell Adams in accounting. I was wondering, do we have any extra folders?
No, I'm sorry. We just ran out yesterday. I'm supposed to order more supplies on Friday, though. Do you want me to order some folders for you?
Sure. Could you order about 10 folders, some notepads, and some paper clips? I've been so busy working on my reports, I keep forgetting to get more office supplies. When do you think that order will arrive?
Usually orders placed on Friday arrive on Wednesday morning.
Number 56.
What department does Mr. Adams work in?
Number 57.
What does Mr. Adams request?
Number 58.
What will happen Wednesday morning?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have any plans for this weekend?
I was supposed to visit some friends in Marlborough Saturday afternoon, but I'm not sure if I'm going to because that online advertising seminar is on Saturday too. I'm not sure which to do.
Isn't Margaret Chester giving that seminar? Kathleen said she's seen her speak before, and it was very informative. It really helped her team streamline their online advertisements for Jingle Mobile.
Yes, I heard she's supposed to be really good, too. I guess I can visit my friends another weekend.
Number 59.
What was the woman supposed to do?
Number 60.
What is happening on Saturday?
Number 61.
What will Miss Chester talk about?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. McGregor. My name is Patty Boyd, and I'm calling about the antique oak furniture set you're selling I saw advertised in the newspaper. Can I ask you some questions about it?
Sure, Miss Boyd. What would you like to know?
What condition are the items in?
They're in excellent condition. In fact, they've hardly been used at all. My wife and I bought them before we moved, and there just isn't enough room in our new apartment for all of them.
Number 62.
What is Miss Boyd inquiring about?
Number 63.
Where did Miss Boyd see the advertisement?
Number 64.
What does Mr. McGregor say about the items?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
It's warm in here. Do you know if they've turned the air conditioner on yet?
Yes, it's been turned on, but it doesn't seem to be working properly. I tried to adjust the temperature before and nothing happened.
Maybe it's broken. I'll call Tara in maintenance and have her take a look at it. Do you know her number?
No, but there should be a list of all department numbers on my desk. I'll go get it.
Number 65.
What is the problem?
Number 66.
Who does the man say he will call?
Number 67.
What will the woman do next?
Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, sir, where can I find pasta?
Our dry pastas are in aisle 7 next to the tomato sauces, but we also carry fresh pasta. You might want to try that instead. Fresh pasta usually cooks a little faster than dry pasta. It tastes better, too.
I didn't know you carried fresh pasta. That sounds wonderful. Where can I find it?
The fresh pasta is in the prepared food section right next to the bakery. I'm headed there right now if you want to follow me.
Number 68.
Where does the conversation take place?
Number 69.
What does the man suggest the woman do?
Number 70.
What will most likely happen next?
Go on to the next page. Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Good afternoon, Newport Metro riders. We apologize for the inconvenience, but the trains on the Green Line will not be making stops at Westing Street, 10th Avenue, or Cortlandt Park from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Those stations will temporarily be closed for maintenance to the Newport Metro security system. All passengers going to the Westing Street, 10th Avenue, or Cortlandt Park stations should exit the Green Line at Meadowview Station and transfer to the Orange Line. Newport Metro officials will be available to help you find alternate routes to your destination. Again, we apologize for the inconvenience. Have a nice day.
Number 71.
Who is being addressed?
Number 72.
What does the speaker say about some of the stations?
Number 73.
What will Newport Metro officials do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk. The most important thing to remember when preparing any meal is to make sure the tools you're working with and the food you're cooking are clean. Here are some rules that all employees should be following in the kitchen. First, wash your hands as often as is necessary. Second, make sure that the surface you're preparing food on is clean before you start cooking, and never place food directly on the counter. Please do not place any personal belongings, such as bags or jackets, on the counters either. Also, make sure to wash all utensils thoroughly before using them. Third, always wash meats, fruits, and vegetables before preparing them. Please look at page 17 in your employee manuals, where these rules are outlined in more detail.
Number 74.
What is the talk mainly about?
Number 75.
What does the speaker say about personal belongings?
Number 76.
What does the speaker ask the audience to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Hello everyone, this is Pat Card with your weekend weather forecast. Saturday's weather will be sunny and clear with temperatures reaching 26 degrees Celsius. Sunday's temperature will be similar and the weather will be mostly sunny with a chance of clouds towards late afternoon. Unfortunately, rain will start developing Sunday night and continue into Monday morning, so enjoy this weekend while it lasts. If you'd planned on going to the beach before summer ended, this weekend would be a good time to do it. That's it for the weekend weather. Up next is Adam Horowitz with the traffic report for your afternoon commute.
Number 77.
According to the broadcast, what will happen on Saturday?
Number 78.
What does the speaker suggest the audience do?
Number 79.
What will be discussed next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following voicemail message. Hello, my name is Jamal Rich, and I'm the events planner for the New Media Association. We're planning our fifth annual conference for next March, and we'd like to reserve a room early. For the past 5 years, we've held the event in your Champlain conference room, but this year we're expecting a much higher turnout. We'd like to reserve a room that can hold at least 300 people, and we were informed that your Cartier conference room has accommodated that many people at past events. Please call me back so we can discuss possible dates for the conference and the availability of the Cartier conference room. My phone number is 333-0492. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Number 80.
Who is Mr. Rich?
Number 81.
What would Mr. Rich like to reserve?
Number 82.
What does Mr. Rich say will be different about this year's event? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Sending someone flowers is a great way to let them know you're thinking of them, whether it's for their birthday, an anniversary, or another special occasion. With Flower Power, having flowers delivered to friends and family is as easy as calling 1-800-920-6728 or visiting www.flowerpower.com. Request a free catalogue or visit our website to see our wide selection of flower arrangements and bouquets for holidays and other special occasions. We can even process and deliver orders on the same day they are placed. All Flower Power flowers are delivered fresh in handcrafted vases for beautiful display. Order your Flower Power flowers today.
Number 83.
What special occasion does the advertisement mention?
Number 84.
According to the advertisement, what can customers do on the website?
Number 85.
What do Flower Power flowers come with? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following short talk.
To maintain the same lifestyle you currently have after you've retired, you'll need to save about 70 to 80% of your yearly income. That's difficult for most people to do, so I recommend setting up a private investment portfolio instead. If you start putting just $50 into private investments each month, in 25 or 30 years, you'll have an annual return of about $100,000. That's assuming your return is around 12% a month, of course. That's almost 10 times the amount of money you'll get with a Social Security benefit. Let's move on to our next question.
Number 86.
What is the main purpose of the talk?
Number 87.
What does the speaker suggest?
Number 88.
What will most likely happen next?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report.
Good afternoon, I'm Sophia Bridges with the 3 o'clock news brief. Portuguese billionaire and art collector Lucia Pires has reportedly sold a painting by abstract painter Thomas Burns to the Whitlock Museum. The painting was sold for a record-breaking $138 million and will be added to the museum's large abstract art collection. Pires has also recently sold the museum two other pieces of Burns's work from his personal art collection. All three of the paintings will be featured in the Whitlock Museum's September exhibit among other abstract artists of the 20th century.
Number 89.
Who is Mr. Pires?
Number 90.
What did Mr. Pires sell?
Number 91.
What will happen in September? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following radio announcement.
Join us from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday to celebrate the grand opening of Bookmark Bookstore. In honor of our opening, prominent fiction author Robert Sterling will be joining us to sign copies of his latest novel, This Way and That, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Additionally, all books will be 15% off the cover price all day long. We'll also be giving away prizes to randomly selected customers throughout the day, with a grand prize going to our 100th customer. Everyone is welcome to come and join the fun. Bookmark Bookstore is on Berkeley Street next to Price Chopper in West Berkeley City. Call 344-7828 or visit www.bookmarkbooks.com for directions.
Number 92.
What is the announcement mainly about?
Number 93.
According to the announcement, what will Mr. Sterling do?
Number 94.
What will be given away? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. I'm Shelley Vosden from the Crossdale Housing Commission. Welcome to our information session. Today I'm going to be talking to you about our loan program for first-time home buyers. At the CHC, our goal is to promote home ownership, so our loans offer many benefits and securities to those in the market for a new home. Typically, a loan through the CHC is less expensive and easier to qualify for than most other loans, which is great for first-time buyers. I'll hand out these pamphlets for you to look at as I review the features of our loan program.
Number 95.
Where does Ms. Vosden work?
Number 96.
What does Ms. Vosden say about Crossdale Housing Commission loans?
Number 97.
What does Ms. Vosden give the audience members? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, and thank you for calling Sandy's Theatre, the only theatre in Somerville for independent films. Today, we're showing Bridge to Bulgaria, the story of two college students on winter vacation in Eastern Europe. Showing times for Bridge to Bulgaria are 11:20, 1:30, 3:40, and 5:50. Refreshments will be available at the concession stand throughout the day. For a list of films we'll be showing in the future, visit www.sandystheatre.com. Please remain on the line for ticket prices and directions to the theatre.
Number 98.
What is the message mainly about?
Number 99.
What is mentioned about refreshments?
Number 100.
According to the message, how can listeners find out about ticket prices?
This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.